another area where a patient has a right to expect certain behaviors from an ethical doctor of chiropractic. We've talked about confidentiality, we've talked about guaranteeing a cure. Another area is the business of what we call abandonment. A patient has a right to expect that an ethical doctor of chiropractic will be available at reasonable times and will provide reasonable amounts of care for the patient and answer to and respond to reasonable requests by the patient. So abandonment comes up as an issue when a patient has the sense or has the feeling that the doctor is not adequately caring for them, not seeing them enough times or not spending enough time with them, not being available at reasonable times, and not answering reasonable requests from the patient to have the doctor see them. So we have to deal with these issues in dealing with abandonment. We certainly don't want to give the patients a sense that we abandon them. Very honestly, I don't know of a chiropractor who's been sued for abandonment. There have been abandonment cases in the medical world, quite a few. Most notably, right about the time medical doctors stopped making house calls. You know, whenever that was, in the late 40s, 50s, mid-50s, when doctors used to make house calls, people felt like, oh, the doctor really cares about me. He gets in his car, he drives all the way out here in the snow, delivers a baby for two chickens and a dozen eggs, and the doctor really cares about me. At a point when scientific medicine, so-called scientific medicine, came into play, when doctors started using laboratory results to determine their treatment decisions, started using blood tests, started using x-rays, CAT scans, MRIs, and various technological advances came into play, so that a doctor really could not practice adequate medicine out at your house. He really needed the tools of his trade, and the tools of his trade are not portable. You know, you can't take an x-ray machine out to the patient's house. You can't take an MRI or a lab out to the patient's house. So as medicine became more technological, doctors felt the need to stay in their offices and have the patients come to them. A lot of patients felt betrayed by that. And when they requested a house call, that the doctor come out to their house, and the doctor says, look, I really can't do an adequate job if I come to your house, so you're going to have to come to me. I'm just going to have to insist that you come to me. That became a sore point. At that time, patients somehow felt like, oh, the doctors have abandoned them in some way. There were lawsuits about that. These days, nobody expects a medical doctor to make a house call. There are too many tools, too many technological toys that have to be used in the practice of medicine for it to be adequately performed in somebody's kitchen or bedroom. It just can't be done. Chiropractically, we have sort of the same situation. It's still easier for a chiropractor to go to someone's house and adjust them than it is for a medical doctor to go and do an adequate job. But still, a chiropractor may feel that it's inadequate to care for somebody when you don't have a proper adjusting table, you don't have your analytical tools like x-ray machines, thermographic instrumentation, and the adjusting tables that we use. If you don't have those, it may be stretching it to think that you can do an adequate chiropractic job. So most chiropractors say, well, you know, house calls I'll do if I have to, but I certainly prefer to see patients in my office. And patients may feel abandoned if you won't respond to a reasonable request. But I would think that it is reasonable for a doctor of chiropractic to say, I can do a better job if you come to my office rather than me coming to your house. So that is one abandonment issue that I don't think we have to worry about very much. And I think we can make a very good case that it is not abandonment when we refuse to do a house call or something of that nature, when we know that we can do a better job using our tools and using the technology that we need in our offices. Other areas come up. Refusal to make a night call or refusal to make a holiday call. If a patient is in need and feels that they need your services at a particular time, you owe your patient response to a reasonable request. If the patient says, "Doc, I gotta see you now, I really must see you," then you probably should see the patient. Make arrangements to see the patient. It may inconvenience you, maybe it will turn out that when you get to the office and see the patient, it was unnecessary, the patient could have waited, but most of the time we owe a person a response to a reasonable request. Depending on how you practice, you may have lots of requests for after hours call, midnight calls, middle of the night calls, weekend calls, or you may have none. If you're the type of chiropractor who lays chiropractic out as a cure for every kind of little ache and pain, then every time a person has a little ache or pain, they need a chiropractic adjustment. If you think the chiropractic adjustments are for every little ache and pain, then patients are going to pick that up from you and they're going to be calling you every time there's an ache or a pain. And aches or pains occur in the middle of the night, they occur on weekends, and in the middle of your Christmas dinner. So if you are an ache and pain chiropractor, then you're going to get requests for unusual hours, unusual after hour calls. If you're a chiropractor who promotes chiropractic as a form of preventative health care, and you promote the idea that having your spine checked on a regular basis for subluxations and having the subluxations corrected when it's safe, if you promote that idea, then you're not going to be bothered by requests for middle of the night calls very often. Okay, I promise you that. If you sell chiropractic on that basis, it's not going to happen to you. So if you're getting inundated by calls for after hours adjustments and after hours care, check your message that you're giving. Check the message that you're putting out about chiropractic. And if you're putting out the message of ache and pain chiropractic, you'll get calls. If you're putting out the message of that chiropractic is preventative health care, it is not emergency medicine, then you're not going to be getting those and you won't be bothered very much. So your patient education process is very important in how you interact with your patients about extraordinary care other than at regular times. So abandonment comes into play there. And I don't think that's a big issue if you give the right message in your office. Another time that it comes up is, what about vacations? What if the doctor just closes the office and is gone for a month? Is that a reasonable thing to do? And most people would say, that's maybe stretching a little bit. We can't close up for a month and go and expect people to not be concerned that we didn't alert them to the fact or that we didn't make provision for their care. What we say about that is that as a chiropractor, a patient has a right to expect from us that we would make adequate provision for their care if we're not available. Doesn't mean we can't take vacations, we can't go out of town for the long weekend. It means that we have to have somebody cover for us, that we make provision for their care. Doesn't mean that we have to hire someone to be standing in our office waiting for patients either. It means that we make provision for the care. So the recommended procedure here is that you have someone, another chiropractor, preferably of similar philosophical bent and similar technical bent, that you adjust sort of in the same manner, and that patients could expect this similar type of care, that you have somebody like that cover for you. When you go out of town, that you leave a message on your answering machine, you leave a sign on your door, you let people know that you're going to be out of town and that Dr. Smith or Jones will be covering for me. Here's his address and here's his phone number. Contact him. He's filling in for me. That would be adequate provision. Then, of course, you make sure that Dr. Smith or Dr. Jones knows that they're filling in for you. Don't put their name on your answering machine without checking with them. Make sure they know what you expect from them and that they're filling in for you. And make sure that the patients know that the doctor's filling in for you and is available at reasonable times to be your fill-in doctor. Then you have made adequate provision, for the patient's care. Another time that abandonment issues come up is at time of retirement, at time of doctors selling a practice or a doctor leaving town for some reason. We still owe our patients the adequate provision clause. We owe them that we would provide adequate coverage for our patients. If we're to retire from practice, you would expect that you would know something that is coming up fairly soon, and you would notify people in advance. If somebody's going to retire, you generally know considerably in advance, and you should alert people that you're going to be retiring. If you don't have someone stepping into your office that's going to take over your practice, if you're really just going to be closing down the practice, then you need to give patients some choices, to let them know what their options are, to say that Dr. Smith or Dr. Jones will be happy to accept you as patients, I'll be happy to hand over the records and x-rays, and we'll make this as smooth a transition as we possibly can. If patients don't get the message that they can pick up their records, pick up their x-rays, what you would probably need to do is let it be known on your answering machine, let it be known by perhaps an advertisement in the newspaper, perhaps a postcard to all active patients. Say, I'm leaving practice as of this date. If you want to pick up your records, pick them up before that date, and we will try to help you find a chiropractor that suits your needs, or you find your own. It's your choice. If you don't pick up your records by that time, I will be leaving my records with Dr. Smith. He will be the custodian of my records at that time. If you choose to go to some chiropractor other than Dr. Smith, pick up your records at his office and go to the chiropractor of your choice. But Dr. Smith will be holding the records for you. So you let people know that, then you certainly could not be accused of not having made adequate provision for your patients. You just make sure that somebody who needs chiropractic care can, with reasonable surety, get to see a chiropractor within a reasonable amount of time. And the way you do that is by making provision. If you're retiring, make sure that somebody has your records or that a patient can pick them up and go to the chiropractor of their choice. If you're same situation here, if you're leaving town or if you're making a transition in practice, say you're selling your practice to another chiropractor, you know, there's usually a transition time where you would do your best to introduce all the patients to the new doctor and make an orderly transition. Because when you're selling a practice, part of the sale is the expectation that patients will stay with the practice. So by being in the office with the new doctor, you introduce people, your patients to the new doctor, and give them sort of the seal of approval and the mantle of your approval, and let patients know that you highly recommend them, the new doctor, and that they will be well taken care of. And then that's adequate provision. If a patient doesn't like the new doctor at some point, it's the patient's responsibility then to make the transition themselves and find themselves a new chiropractor. You have done your best to make provision. In the case of a death of a chiropractor where the family's trying to make provision, same situation. You need to have some doctor who's covering for you. Somebody who can cover your patients and take care of your patients until they can make an orderly transition. Patients always have the right to go to the chiropractor of their choice. But it's our obligation to care for patients and provide care for them once they've become our patients. Part of our duty to our patients is to provide reasonable coverage if we're not available, and to be available at reasonable times, to answer the patient's inquiries, even if it's at an inconvenient time. We need to be able to talk to them and explain things and make a decision about whether or not we need to make some extraordinary provision for chiropractic care. And if you do all those things, abandonment will probably not be brought up and will not be an issue for you.